with Zach Noe Towers.
Darren Bluestone.
Hi, Zach.
Can you believe the camera crew we have here?
I know. Hey, guys. It's hot to have a few camera guys in here now.
Camera guys are often the hottest people on set.
Yeah. There's like six or seven of you.
I mean, put your penis away.
Guys, go up. My God.
Trevor.
I just didn't have pants on.
Okay. So you're, full disclosure, my second returning guest.
Yeah.
Reese Wanzer came back a second time last week. You are coming back a second time this week. You're one of the most listened to episodes. If you haven't listened to Darren's first episode, go back and give her a listen. I don't even remember what we talked about.
I don't know either, because I was really hungover that night.
Really?
Yeah.
So I kind of took advantage.
Yeah, I just remember feeling like a little cracked out and like talking a mile a minute, and then I listened back to it. And I listened back to it at like 1.75 speed or
something. Okay, well, that's the cracked out vibe.
But it like amped up the crack out.
Blah, 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 blah.
Exactly.
That's so interesting. I've never listened to anything fast, I don't think, in my life.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I only listen to podcasts at 1.75 speed.
What's that all about?
Just trying to get through it, man.
You don't like to be present? You want to be done?
I think that people don't speak fast enough, and me included.
You included.
Like, I wish I could speak at a really fast pace, and like,
no one wants that.
But get just a ton of information out.
But do you retain it? If people aren't talking kind of slowly, I'm like,
yes.
Okay, sometimes with people are like, well, the first time I went, I was like, but like, the way we talk, I mean, good luck keeping up.
This is clipping conversational pace for sure.
Okay.
So far, we're doing okay. Wait, but I have a question. I'm your first guest now who has returned twice.
Have you been?
This is my third time on your podcast.
Stop. What was the second one? Was it an exclusive? Okay.
Exclusive.
Man, I should go back and release that. Did we talk about Fire Island?
Yes.
Yes.
We did talk about Fire Island.
Wow. And since then, the film has come out.
Right.
How did that hold up to your representation of Fire Island?
I mean, I thought it was spot on.
Okay.
It was perfect. I loved that film.
Is that I can't tell if you're being sarcastic.
No, why would I be sarcastic? I loved that film. I saw that film three times, Zach.
What?
Yes.
Three times on TV?
on streaming. On
streaming?
Hulu.
Wow.
I loved that film. I really did. I thought it was a great interpretation of
Jane Austen, or whatever.
Yes. Well, also, like, I was in an off-Broadway production of Pride and Prejudice.
Oh. That'd be so funny if it was an off-Broadway
production of
Fire. You know who you would have been? The doctor boy.
Oh, thank you.
He's like, I'm not like the rest of these guys.
Yeah, I'm a pick me gay.
I'm different.
I'm not like the other gays.
I'm hot but intellectual.
I'm
regular
and kind.
Yeah.
Wait,
you were in an off Broadway play
called Pride and Prejudice.
Oh, they didn't even change. Did they spell it differently?
No, it was called Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice.
She gave you the rights?
She did. She's great. And she loves new musicals.
She's great. Oh, he's a musical?
It was a musical.
Were you Darcy?
No, I wasn't even... I was not Darcy.
Okay.
I was Mr. Bingley, who correctly as you... Which is the character that you're describing. The kind doctor.
Stop.
That's who I played in the off-Broadway production of it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Back when I was an actor like that.
You're an actor. Oh, well, like that.
Like that.
In the annoying way. In the project to the back of the room.
Right. Yeah. In the annoying
Penelope.
Theater way.
Good morrow. That's a play to
yeah,
me.
Yeah. The whole 16 bar cut. Let's go sing a song of 54 below. You know, getting mad.
Below zero?
Nothing.
I don't know what the 54 below means.
Oh, there's like a ton of theater history in New York City goes deep, and the theater drama and the theater kids
mm-hmm.
in that. I mean, it's a cult.
Oh, like drama between peers?
Drama, but then also drama.
Oh, the drama of the drama.
The drama of drama.
Wow.
And being a New York actor
is like... Is it Illuminati?
It's complex. Yeah.
Okay.
It is Illuminati, kind of. It's very cultish.
Couldn't you say that about TV and film a little bit? No. Well, theater kids are worse.
Theater kids are...
Because they're way more dramatic.
Yeah.
I like our peers out here because they're just vain.
Yeah.
They're not really like, they're doing commercials for toilet paper. You right. can't be like,
you can't have
when my
much
father,
of an ego.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You're doing a toilet
paper.
Bowl
you're wiping your shitty ass. You're not.
But you were a theater kid too, right?
Yeah. Wow.
What was your favorite theater show that you ever did?
I liked A Chorus Line. Just because it was a dancey show.
You dance?
Oh, yeah.
Well, give us some.
I have my tap dance in my closet.
Do you really?
Yeah. I could tap dance right now.
You know, like a time step.
I know all three of them.
Wow.
Single, double, triple. Oh, my God.
Who did you play in?
Bobby.
Obviously, you didn't play Zach, but you played Bobby.
Bobby, he was the one who had like monologued.
Give me the ball.
No. Oh. He was like, and then I set my sister on fire.
Right.
He just like, it's really a kind of a nothing part in a show.
The gay one.
Yeah, he's pretty gay.
Yeah.
But it was fun. Oh, and I was on stage the whole time. Like, that's the theater kid's dream.
Yeah.
To be like, I'm serving, but like, but no one's looking at you, but like everyone's looking at
me. What's funny is that when you grow up and you realize, like, as an actual adult being an actor, you do not want to be on stage at all times.
Oh my God. Because it's
work. You want to be on stage for like 13 minutes, sing your fucking fierce ass song or make a good goddamn joke and then get the fuck out. Because if you do what you're doing, it's the problem with the chorus line is you have to stand on that literally line. That fucking line the entire time.
Yeah.
And you have one break, which is when Cassie sings the music and Mirror and the
Kiss.
Me.
Oh.
That girl. Dress girl.
Our Cassie was from Bermuda. I went to school in Indiana. So a girl being from Bermuda was like, what is going on?
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And was she blonde?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Bermudans are blonde?
No, Cassies are.
Oh. See, because of the movie, I think of them as redheads. Is she not a redhead in the movie? No, she's blonde.
She's blonde. She has a red dress.
Zach, I need this job.
Yes. And it's Zach.
And it's Zach, the director, Michael Douglas. Yeah. We should watch that sometime.
I've never seen it. I know. I'm a bad theater gay because I was very much in the theater gay, in the theater cultish community.
So much so that you didn't like the movies?
No, I love a lot of the movies. I just like... I haven't seen a lot, or rather my memory doesn't serve me well when it comes to specifics like that. So like I know a lot of original Broadway casts and things like that, but when it comes to like specifics and things, like there's holes in my memory and knowledge.
The only movie musical anyone needs to see.
Chicago.
Greatest Showman.
Oh, hard disagree. I literally said like a Oscar winner for best picture.
So is Greatest Showman.
Get out.
Not for best picture, but it's an Oscar winner.
For what? Costumes?
I think original song.
Oh yeah. Passing and Paul.
So I was gonna say Chicago. Chicago is truly I saw it like four times in theaters when I was like a teenager in high school.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's incredible.
Yeah.
But Greatest Showman's better.
You would say Greatest Showman is better than Chicago?
If they're both on a fire.
You would pick Greatest Showman?
Yeah. Zendaya swinging on a rope. Zac Efron.
What is the conflict of that movie?
He is trying to make a circus.
But?
You'll have to see.
No, but what? I need the conflict.
I mean...
He wants his circus,
it's rags to riches.
Okay.
So he's rags, then he's riches.
What's the conflict, Zach?
Then he's rags.
You haven't
called
me
But he's on his way back up to riches. They all have conflicts.
Like what?
Zendaya's is racism.
Okay.
The bearded lady is that she has a beard.
Not pretty.
There's a little guy. There's a big guy. He is... Okay, I feel like you're like... You read a New York Times article and like you have like something ready to go.
Indeed, I did. And I've never seen it.
Oh, we have to watch. Okay, if we weren't 10 minutes into my sex podcast and completely off topic, I would give you a play-by-play. It's so good. But you have to, if we watch it, you have to promise that you'll go into it with a gaping open mind.
Yeah, of course. I always do that.
Okay.
I always let the movie tell me it's bad, and I will never tell the movie it's bad until it tells me.
That's so manipulative.
It's gaslighting. It's different.
Okay.
Actually, it's gaslighting.
Actually, it's gaslighting. Actually, Zach, and there's three reasons why you're wrong
right
now. And
I didn't gaslight you. I was gaslighting you.
I was gaslighting the concept of gaslighting.
No, I wasn't.
Maybe you were.
Crazy.
No, you're crazy. Gaslighting sucks because I'm a pretty trusting person. I don't really understand the concept of someone just like lying to do it.
I think that's why we're friends. Because we're both trusting.
Oh. It's like, damn.
No.
Because I'm a liar.
Because I'm a lying whore. And you're a trusting
are a
bitch.
Dumb.
Yeah.
Okay, wait.
Yeah.
Sex. Are you still, I believe you were pro-sex last time we spoke.
Yeah, I think I'm still for sex. I think sex is still a good thing.
Sex is still good?
Yeah.
Man.
Most of the time.
And I want to say, get in front of this. I know you're in a committed relationship and I want to honor his privacy.
Yes.
So there's no questions necessarily about like that.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
I'm happy to talk about my relationship.
Your sex life?
And my sex life.
Okay. Okay, as someone who famously probably has never had like intense loving sex.
Yeah.
What's that like?
I mean, I don't want to blow it out of the water or like.
Oh no, oversell it.
Oversell it. That's what I meant. I don't want to oversell it, but it's incredible. It's like, I don't know. Like, I've only had this happen, you know, now this, I think probably the second time in my life where I've been in a totally, I'm in love with you, you're in love with me, we're all in, diving headfirst into this relationship.
The shallow end of the pool.
Yeah. cracking our heads open on the bleeding ceramic, I'm bleeding out the bottom of the pool. Kind of love.
But it's fresh water.
So, it's actually worse for you because the salt, you know,
gets in.
Doesn't get in. It's incredible. I mean, like, I never want to see, I don't ever want to be with another person ever again.
How you feel right now.
How I feel right
now. We're going to watermark this with a date.
I know. I mean, like, I think I've been very good at checking in at how I'm feeling at any moment.
Totally.
And being like, because for the first 9 months of my relationship, I was like a little dubious about being in this closed monogamous relationship because I've spent so much of my time as like a single gay man or even in a relationship previously in an open relationship and been like, I feel like I've done the necessary work that it takes
to do an open relationship
and I've like gone and I've done it and I feel great about what open relationships can do for so many people.
Totally.
So it's very strange to like come back and be like, and now I'm practicing monogamy again. Like it feels idealistically reductive or backwards.
Oh, because sometimes you're like taking things away.
Yeah.
But you're also getting stuff.
But you get so much more. And so, yeah, sex, I will just say like sex with someone who you love and who you know loves you. And it's like really, that to me, I can't even really explain it very well just because when you have hookups, you're just having sex and it's like the fun comes out of like the newness of it all.
The newness, yeah. The potential.
The potential.
Ooh.
Yes. The weird power dynamic, the discovery of like this person.
Where are
the
his
new
nipples?
Smells, where his, yeah.
How, what's
why does
the
he have
bulk?
On his back?
Yes.
Yeah. But this is, it's like coming home. It's like this great, it's like relaxing and
like a hug from your parents, but with penetrative sex.
But penetrative sex. It's just so comfortable and comforting. Then not comfortable like boring, but
no,
comforting.
But like, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I just am totally obsessed with
like
it right
comfort
now.
Food, but make it coming.
Yeah. But like we've had like, you know, not like kinky sex, but sex that gets a little bit more like
Violent. No, but like atypical, like, wait, what's an example of that? Like in a peculiar place?
Well, he's just, just like in a different position or a different style of
like he's
energy.
Doing a heel stretch.
Right.
And you're just pounding out from behind.
Right. Yeah.
Ooh, ads. Hello, Tower Bottoms. Did you know that you can get these episodes ad-free? That's right. Go to patreon.com/towerbottom, sign up for that $5 level, and never hear an ad again. Mwah!
No, like, I mean, I also have not been in a relationship where the sexual dynamic does not change. Mm-hmm. Like, I am 100% of the time a top in this relationship, uh-huh. and he is 100% of the time the bottom in the relationship. Wow, I could barely get through that sentence.
That,
really.
You know, speed that part up.
I always thought, exactly, put that one on 1.8.5 speed. But I think for this one, it's interesting because I don't want anything more than that that satisfies me and then some, because I can't get enough of it.
Just this hungry, hungry hole.
I'm hungry, hungry.
Interesting, though, and you see, he for sure won't mind us like talking about this broadly.
I mean, this is on your like Patreon, right?
The video's on Patreon.
The video's on Patreon.
The audio's just open.
I mean, like, just don't use his name, I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I was just gonna say, like,
yeah. What?
Do you foresee the roles changing up ever?
Oh, I'm open to that.
Okay.
Yeah, and okay. We talk about it all the time. About like if like, we want to and
what if,
yeah, and we're open to that as like something that changes,
but you're both
right
like
now,
happy right now,
yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Has okay, since you started having monogamous sex, were you guys monogamous from the gut, from the jump?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. And long distance.
And long distance.
That's a lot.
Yeah, but we were seeing each other
like every other week,
2 weeks on, a week off.
Sure.
I think the longest we ever went without seeing each other was 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, but you're a horny person.
Oh, famously so.
Really?
Yes.
Have you already come today?
No.
What?
I know.
I'm not safe.
Yeah, you better put up a barrier, Zach. I'm surprised we don't have one of those drag race plexiglass sneeze guards right here.
We'd find a way.
Because I just might...
splash. Oh, that would make good
television.
Video content. Mm-hmm.
I haven't. I did come last night, though.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Do you guys have cummings at... Do you have cummings?
Cummings.
Do you guys come at the same time?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, is it like a countdown thing? Like 10?
No.
9?
A lot of times I just kind of wait until I can feel like he's about to come, and then I just decide to come when he's coming.
Oh, you have that...
ability.
Control of your pee-pee.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... That's great.
I also prefer, like, if, and I would rather him come first. And then I love like a let's kiss and jack off sort of moment.
Oh, cute.
Like if he's, I love just like kissing him and me jerking myself off silly, like a silly little, yeah.
And you guys are like, wait, are you little pecks or is it tongue?
No,
is
like
it making out? Okay.
We're like making out and we're jerking off.
Whoa.
I love that. That's wonderful.
Dude, hand stuff is, hey, every day I get closer to being like a full side gay.
Yeah.
Cause like the accoutrement.
Yes.
Is wonderful.
It's fantastic.
No notes.
No notes.
You don't
I
need
love
to
that.
Rope
jerking
a
off and
hole.
Making out. All I would really ever need for the rest of my life at this moment in my mind is just to make out with
and jerk
him
up.
And jerk off. Yeah. I and would like, not need sex.
Rubby,
but
rubby.
I love it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's for me, so much of the pleasure is derived from just like the smell of someone's face and like making out.
The smell of their face. I've never heard that one before.
Really?
Uh-uh.
The next time you make out with someone.
Smell notice, their face?
Well, notice how much you are already smelling their face.
What if I exclusively am breathing through my mouth?
Like
that's why I gag
close.
when I'm making out. I choked to death.
Yeah.
I will say, I think I notice when people don't smell great.
Yeah.
But that must be a pheromone thing.
But you don't notice when they do smell good?
I don't know.
How did your ex smell? To bring
clean.
Him up. Clean.
Fresh.
But you don't have like a specific like pheromone in
oh,
your
mind.
Oh,
you know what? I'm totally getting what you're saying now. It's like when you are kissing and you deeply inhale.
Yeah.
With their nose almost resting on their cheek or
on
whatever.
On their face, yeah.
Okay, I get that.
And the smell of their skin, it's like, it's so specific to each person.
I'm going to start noticing.
Yeah.
Is it serial killer that I didn't notice or serial killer that you did notice?
That you didn't.
What?
Yeah.
Wait.
I think it's
what does
super,
the camera crew have to say?
They all love kissing with smelling.
Damn.
Right, guys? Right, guys? Yeah, I mean, those two guys are smelling each other's faces right now.
And they're not even kissing.
They're just really close to each other.
Damn. Okay, I'm outnumbered, yeah. Which is how I like it.
I think it is serial killer a little bit that you don't notice what people smell like. I don't know. Let us know below in the comments.
Yeah, I'm sure. Sound off, queen. So the sex is regular, the sex is good, and it's been going, you guys are approaching a year?
Yeah.
Do you have a date, like an anniversary date?
Yes.
What is it?
Well, January 13th is when I asked him to be my boyfriend. This is cute. And the night that we said I love you, that I said I love you.
And he was just like, cool.
Well, he had already said I love you.
Oh.
Earlier. Yes.
Wait, what was the lag?
Well, the lag was... he was intoxicated, and I wanted to say it sober. I wanted. Aww, I was like, "Oh,
you're the girl."
That's misogynistic.
I know,
Zach.
It's everything. It's sexist, misogynistic. I don't know what else, but I'm for sure in the wrong.
Right.
I just think it's funny, like, babe.
Well, no, I mean, just like, I didn't want the first time that I'm going to say I love you to someone to be like, well, I'm like, black, I love you, which is like, fine. Because that, you know.
But it doesn't count. I totally know what you're saying.
But drunk words are sober thoughts is what they say.
Do we think that's true?
I think in some cases it is. And I think for that, it absolutely was.
I will say, as someone who was perpetually drunk for years, my sober thoughts really couldn't be trusted. Does that make sense? Like,
really?
They were not the thoughts of the person I wanted to be. So, like, if something came out, it was very, like, off-kilter.
Right, which is why drunk people are so off-kilter.
Yeah. We should do something about that. Maybe prohibition again.
Mm.
Could you survive on just K?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. Although I have been drinking a little bit more and doing less ketamine recently.
Do you think that, is there correlation with being in a relationship?
Yeah, I think he drinks beer, and so like I'd rather have a beer with him than like have him drink a beer and then maybe like, okay, babe.
Night.
We'll bump a K before bed, shall we?
Does K put you to sleep? No.
Well, it's a...
depressant? Oh, it's a fucking...
It's a gun.
Gun? Darren just did a finger gun. I actually have no clue what this is in reference to.
Tranquilizer.
Oh, wow.
I was imagining...
I think I would do this?
Well, like I was imagining you were a horse and I was a cowboy. And
you
I
had a vendetta.
I had a vendetta. I had a tranquilizer gun, like a dart, like a...
I think tranquilizer guns are actually shotgun vibes.
Shotgun?
Or not shotgun, yeah, or rifle.
Right.
Oh, no, maybe they're in handles.
No, I think they're hands.
Is it legal to carry a trank gun around? Why don't cops shoot people with those?
Yeah, I mean, there's a zillion. Well, let's not go into like cop. Why don't cops? What things that cops should or should not be doing?
I'm not afraid to tackle any subject on Good Morning Sodomites.
Zach, I thought this was a sex podcast. You want
it
me to tell you my thoughts on
gun
police
control?
Reform? They are comprehensive and...
Oh, I just think... Okay, so if I were being attacked, I think it'd be very okay to shoot someone with a trank gun.
Than a gun.
Well, in general, gun. Because it's like, even if they weren't really attacking me and I maybe jumped to a conclusion, they got a nap.
Yeah. I mean, I wish that that would happen as well.
Yeah.
It's not like... Maybe the issue is that if you want to tranquilize someone, it takes a second.
Yeah.
Like if I hit you with a trank gun, then it's not like in the movies where like, you know, where it's like a slow
attack. Like being attacked by a sloth.
Right. Yeah. Which, I mean, I would rather get attacked by a sloth.
Same.
Than, like,
it'd almost be kind of cute. Be like, what are you doing? Silly. No.
Go back up in your tree.
Go away.
Get out of here.
Okay, wait. Yes. Let's take it back to sex then.
Well, okay, we were talking about tranquilizer.
Oh, ketamine.
Ketamine.
Oh. And could you do it before bed?
Could I
like
do
a
it?
A nightcap.
Can you do? Well, it is a tranquilizer, so I think if you did enough, it would just literally put you to sleep. You know.
Yeah.
But I don't think that is what it's being used for traditionally.
No, it's like to just get loosey goosey.
Right. It's just a
wait. Silly. Oh no, wait. Ketamine's also not a hallucinogen.
Disassociative. Yeah.
So you actually kind of check out.
Right. Whereas alcohol is a depressant.
Right. And you just like.
And you're just like. Ugh.
So with the does your mind think as quickly on ketamine?
I mean, it never thinks very quickly, but.
Preach, sister.
Right? this podcast is just going to be grunts.
Oh, wait. Actually, speaking of grunts. Okay. This is a great placement. We have a show together.
Oh, yes, we do, Zach.
Called We Host.
We do host.
With Darren and Zach, or Zach and Darren. And it's so good. I love it so much.
I love it. Not to just jerk ourselves off silly on your podcast.
Well, someone needed to jerk you off
fucking
at
awesome.
Some point.
And I'm so proud of us. This year, we've spent a year essentially getting this shit together, editing it, producing it,
being in it,
writing it. You know, all the producing stuff, which you don't even really think about, but like just coordinating.
It was very awesome to do it piecemeal too, like with sketch at a time.
Agreed.
And like we got good at, we've never really had a problem communicating, I don't think, but we like have picked up on what each other's like strengths are.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just been pretty easy.
Yeah. Did you have a rose and a thorn of that project?
Of We Host? The thorn was just a feeling I got, and it was around the news segment thing.
That's my thorn.
If you guys are watching We Host, which please do, it's on YouTube. The first two episodes are out. The next three will be out in the next few weeks. But there's a podcast element to it, and that's not originally what was there. We had this like fake news anchor thing, and it sounded good on paper, but like, when we did it, it was just, it wasn't it. And in that moment, I was like, oh, no. But it's crazy how that podcast element of it really just,
Yep.
It did a Kegel.
Yeah, it synced everything together. It was pretty insane. Yeah, that was, I think that's why I was asking. Because like my rose and my thorn are really the same moment.
Really?
The thorn is that podcast moment,
thing.
That news thing that we... that we wrote, and we were like, okay, let's just shoot this in front of the green screen. And I feel like I wrote, you know, and that's why in like our pictures we have
news anchor vibes
to it, because we were like going off of that
news anchor
thing. But like the rose of it was realizing that it didn't work and shifting and doing something completely different, and then figuring out the podcast thing. And that was like, That was the click. It was pretty fucking great.
It is such a good lesson too. It's like, don't rush things. Obviously don't take time to get to the end, but like there was no rush.
Yeah.
We'd already put in the time. This was the final piece of the puzzle. I'm so happy.
And then anything can change.
Yeah.
That's the cool part about that as a creative process, and the fact that there was so much time to it, is that we could have changed at any given moment. Like,
yeah,
we were able to be very like
flexible,
like liquid. That's not working. How can we make that work? Well, we don't have to make that work right now. So,
and it's wild that we put out such a good first season.
Yeah,
because like if and when we embark on a second season, it's gonna go twice as fast.
Hell yeah.
Because we know exactly what we're doing.
Exactly what it is.
Also, my friend Jacob Tierney, if he's listening, shout out. Director of Letterkenny, actor in Letterkenny, hopefully directing my film.
Yes.
He texted me last night out of the blue. He's like, We Host is so good. Please don't give up on it. Or like, please keep going.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, I'm not giving up, but we need some money.
Yeah.
So I'm just putting that out in the universe. Oh, speaking of which, we're about to shoot a short film.
Yes, we are.
Which is, Darren and I have a horror film we've been writing, and the opening scene is what we're shooting this weekend. And Brendan Scannell is our opening scene kill.
Yes.
And it takes place in Darren's gorgeous 6-bedroom home in Arrowhead. And I'm very excited.
Yeah.
We have like a crew. We have like a 12-person crew.
I mean, if you get a rental house as like an investment property and you don't shoot a horror movie there,
Fool.
Why did you buy it?
Fool. Even if you're listening to this from South Dakota, film a movie in your rental home.
Yeah. And if you don't want to, hire us and we will.
Yeah. Yeah. He just spiked the camera. I can't wait to look at this footage. Okay. Let's pivot back to sex and let's wrap her up. I feel like we've been talking for a bit.
Absolutely.
Let's do a round of hot or not.
Okay. Yeah.
You still find things hot, I think.
Yeah. I still watch a lot of porn.
Okay.
I still am a sexual being.
Wait, do you have a favorite type of porn?
There are different types? What do you mean?
Like jock.
Oh.
Bareback. Bears.
Yeah.
Bears bareback.
I mean, is it bad that I
twink?
Like, if there's a condom in a porn now,
you're turned
I can't
off.
Watch it.
It does see it's becoming more and more of a foreign visual.
Yeah.
I'm like, how's the cum going to get in him?
Well, it's just a reminder of a bygone era.
Oh, you think
as
so?
As well. And then I'm thinking about like our history as gay people and like our generational trauma, inherited trauma.
Yeah.
And not about like getting off and like how hot this guy's hole is.
Oh, wait, but you don't like the condom, you said.
That's what I'm saying. If I see a condom, I'm thinking...
It reminds me of
inherited trauma.
Yeah, okay.
And it doesn't remind me of like...
Hungry, hungry holes.
That's why. And I think a lot of people... I think it's beautiful.
Okay, I don't know the facts on, I guess, like STI transmission and stuff. Do you think condoms are rightfully becoming obsolete?
Yeah, absolutely. In certain cases. I mean...
But don't straight people use condoms?
Yeah.
Only to prevent babies.
Well, and STIs as well. I mean, there's plenty of STIs, but all STIs now are manageable or treatable. Every single one of them.
Okay.
So if you're like if you have HIV, then undetectable equals.
Do you have a brand deal with STIs?
I do.
It sounds like you're promoting them right now.
Had them all, honey.
Have you had any STIs?
And I'm here to say you should try them.
Try them.
No, but look, I think they're
don't know
all...
what to get your loved one this holiday season.
Try syphilis.
Get an STI. Babe.
Babe.
Unwrap this present.
Trying to think about what you want to get your mom for Christmas this year.
Throat gonorrhea. For that yappy bitch.
No, I think... Yeah, I think like they're all treatable. Syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia.
Do we worry about super versions of these? I'm worried about AIDS part two.
I'm sure that'll happen. I'm sure.
Monkeypox scared me.
Yeah.
Did it scare you? No, you were in a committed relationship.
Yeah, but I mean, couldn't you have still gotten it
from
like
a wet towel or something
against people? I still got the monkeypox vaccine
and the booster. The monkeypox vaccine round one literally looked like a fucking mosquito bite from Jumanji on my arm.
Yes.
Like it took up my entire upper arm.
Did you get the intradermal or the subcutaneous?
I got the better one.
Yeah.
And I only say that because people were jealous when I told them.
Subcutaneous.
Sub for sub.
I got the intradermal, which was the second one.
Oh, that spread out.
And that was the one that's like inside of your arm, your skin, where they inject. It didn't hurt at all because it's just like they don't go totally inside of your
self. They just tease it.
They just tease your skin, your little epithelial holes. Mm.
It quivers.
And oh my God.
Don't.
And then it looked like a massive mosquito bite for weeks. Probably over a month, mind
wow,
it.
But we
I
didn't
wonder
get,
if I still have
We didn't get monkey box. So that's
we
good.
We did not. I didn't really know anyone who did. But
my
we
ex's
that in the bud.
Brother was patient one in Pasadena.
What?
Uh huh.
Shit.
Apparently it really fucked people up mentally because it was treated very like leprosy vibes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's hard. It's a very easy thing to stigmatize because it's a
visual.
It's visual, but then there's also part of it where you're like, oh, you're choosing to go out and behave in risky behavior or like engage in risky behavior, which is like an erroneous thought, but like it's an easy one to leap to, you know, because like anyone. We're all there. We're all at a club, you know, and like a lot of people are having sex with people who they don't know and they don't know their health history. So like, but it's an easy thing to kind of like point fingers at and point blank.
Yeah.
Yeah. You.
Whore.
What were you going to ask me about sex though?
I forgot. forget. I was going to ask you.
Oh, you're going to do a rapid
porn. Oh, you said if you don't like condoms.
And you're going to do a rapid fire.
Yes. Okay.
But my favorite porn?
My favorite porn? That's like a good podcast.
That would be a great podcast.
You break down the porn.
Yeah.
I was going to say your favorite category. You said you don't like condoms. So that kind of is a wide net. But
I mean, I just like bearishy daddies, you know, with muscles and facial hair.
Just really giving it to each other. Oh,
really
loving.
Lovingly staring into each other's eyes and smelling each other's faces.
Stop.
Yeah.
They don't do that.
They do.
They don't go.
You can look at nuzzling.
Nuzzling. Okay, that I picture nuzzling. in an armpit. Like,
yeah, smelling an armpit, and mostly just like guys who are really into it. I cannot do the gay for pay stuff. That is so boring.
I don't like that either, and I don't like any hint of production value, scripts,
agreed,
lighting.
Yeah,
I'm like, no, do it in like a Holiday Inn, like trucker guy vibe.
Yeah.
But like, they're all jazzed to be there.
Right. And thank God for all of those OnlyFans leaks now that are all.
Oh,
on.
Is that what's happening?
I mean, you know, you can just like Pornhub search your favorite OnlyFans guy, and I'm sure that their stuff is on there.
I think there's a site called Gay Male Tube.
Yes.
It's good.
It's really good. It's fantastic.
They got everything there.
And LPSG for the
Large Penis Support Group. Yeah. I haven't been on that forum in a minute, but I should browse.
I'll hop on every now and then when it's like a very
Instagram
specific
model.
Person.
Yeah.
That I'm trying to search a little bit more information for.
I wonder if there's any naked picture of that hot guy from Fire Island. I think his name is Zach or Zane. He was like the one who put Matt Rogers' sex tape on.
Oh, yes.
On OnlyFans.
Yeah.
He's so hot.
Yeah, yeah, but he's not an actual OnlyFans person, is he?
No, but LPSG, Large Penis Support Group, has just like leaked news of people.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I'm sure if you went on, that's the nice thing.
I don't have the time, Darren. We're making a movie. Could I have a PA do it?
Literally on Wednesday.
She's just on a list of to-do things.
That's true. And what's great is our entire crew is female. And so just being like, it's you, me, and Brendan as the three white gays, and then we have our entire
beautiful smearing of women.
Yes, for our crew.
It'd be so funny if we wound up sexually harassing them. Like, leave it to three gay guys to do it.
It's gonna be you and Brendan.
Yes, Brendan's very professional. I'm not.
Yeah, it'll be you. If there's one person, it'll be like me. I'm gonna be like doing the shot list and everything. Brendan will be acting, and you will be harassing
people.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just have a ball gag in the whole time.
Yeah,
that could also be triggering.
But it would be on brand for the movie. So,
what is your favorite way to have an orgasm? Like, is it jerking off onto a face or
my favorite way to have an orgasm?
A loady load in a booty hole, or
is a truthful orgasm?
What's a truthful orgasm?
No, I think my
just like
my favorite way right now is having sex with like penetrative sex with my person. That is phenomenal. I cannot get enough of it.
And your penis is like,
it's either that or it's just making out with him.
Yeah.
And doing that. That's all I need right now.
What's your ideal number of orgasms per day or week?
Well, I mean, if I'm not busy and I have like a boring Saturday, yeah, I can jerk off maybe 3 or 4 times.
A day?
A day.
In a day?
In a day. Easy.
And your body tells you to do it?
Yep. Just over and over again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is your dad like that too?
Is my dad like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we really bonded over that.
Wow. Zoom jerk sesh.
No.
I don't know. I'm saying I don't know if your dad's a sexually active. Why are you so virile?
Why are you asking about my dad's sex?
Because
activities.
He's hot. No, I was saying like, does this run in the family? Are the Bluestones like semen shooters?
I don't know. I haven't. I'll send out a text to the group chat.
Just check out ancestry.com.
Yeah.
.com.
.com. I don't know. I also just feel like it's habit. Like there's a habitual aspect.
Oh, sure.
I've just been like, you know, my entire life I've always jerked off once a day. And if I don't come once a day, then I feel
a little,
I either feel off or I'm just like excited for the next time I can do it again. But yeah, I mean, I don't think I've ever gone more than a week without jerking off.
Wow. Even on Birthright?
Oh, I definitely jerked off on Birthright.
You had sex with a girl on Birthright.
I did have sex with a girl on Birthright.
I don't think that's what your ancestors meant for you to do.
And maybe that's why I had sex with a girl, is because I hadn't jerked off for a week. And I was like, anything will do.
Give me a hole.
Give me this hole. This lovely woman's hole.
Lovely woman's hole.
Why? How do you like, how often do you jerk off now?
I mean, I'll forget about coming.
When was the last time you jerked off?
2 days ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's like recent.
Yeah, you like got me at a good time.
I did.
Yeah. You know what I am proud of myself growth-wise is, I guess because sex is always so accessible, both living in West Hollywood and being on Grindr and probably a man of a certain age, I used to like spend a fair amount of time like kind of like maybe getting a blowjob or something, like kind of like sourcing a blowjob.
Sure, sure, sure.
And the past like few months at least, I've been like, I can just jerk off. Like, I'm feeling horny. I can do this now. I don't have to give any of my time to this app.
Right.
I can just jerk off. And yep. I've been really, it's been like, honestly, we're sitting in my new little office sitch.
Slash jerk off area.
Slash jerk room. If you see the video, join the Patreon. There's a texture to all these throws.
Yeah. And it's crunchy.
And it's crunchy. No, but I will say like
dried leather is what all of these these knitted woolen pillows feel like.
You know, like when the desert gets all those like cracks
yes,
in it.
Yes, yeah.
That's that.
That's
me,
what
but
this
hum.
Couch feels like.
We're actually. Oh, it has a duck in it.
I guess
too.
So. Excuse me.
But I love the concept of transferring sexual energy into productive energy. Have you ever done that? Like actively. Like,
no.
I'm not going to come. I'm going to... Oh, yeah, duh. You come all the time.
Well, I mean, I would be interested in trying that. The way that I kind of work at productivity, though, is I do like a 20-minute sprint and then 10-minute break. So if I want to get something done,
sure.
This is not my idea. I know
I've
definitely called
this. It's called something, but it's usually 23-minute, 7-minute break.
Oh.
And it's called like a... Rochambeau. A Rochambeau.
Right.
That is going to...
We'll figure it out.
Screaming right now.
Know,
but yeah,
they
okay.
I know what it is. But no, I'll do like 20 minutes of like work and I'm just like, oh my God, I have this whole thing that I want to write or blah, blah, blah. I have this huge thing that I want to prep. And then like, I'll be like, you know what? If I just do 20 minutes of it and then I can like go mm-hmm, off and mm-hmm. jerk off or walk around. And 90% of the time you do 20 minutes
and
that 20
going.
Minutes and you just keep going.
You're like, oh, I'm going to... Starting's the hardest part.
Exactly.
Of anything.
Anything.
Take... Baby steps. If you can't take the trash out, take it out of the bin and set it next to the bin. You know
right,
what I mean? Like
exactly.
Any little start.
Yeah. If you can't do the dishes,
throw them away.
Throw yourself away.
Okay. So I do end this, but maybe your thing has changed. If you could give yourself your younger self advice before he began a sexual journey, do you know what that would be?
Oh, before I began a sexual uh-huh. journey?
Or just at the beginning, at the precipice?
Do what feels good and maybe make sure that...
We'll be speeding this part up. Everyone thought that the audio
the
went
audio
out.
Just cut out.
Maybe make sure that
and then that's it. No, I think have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And
don't wear condoms.
And jump into love with 2 feet. Just go for it.
Aww.
I think that's a really important thing. I think there's been parts in my life where I was a little bit afraid to like open myself up. And not sexually, but like the emotional aspect of sex instead of, it's very easy to have disconnected sex.
Yeah.
And I think as gay men, a lot of the times it's very easy for us to get really comfortable in a in an unemotional version of sex. And I think I would have told myself as a younger person, like,
get emotional
while having sex. Don't be afraid to be more vulnerable, and it'll hurt because that sucks eventually.
And other people aren't ready. And other people aren't. But like,
I think that's one of the big things that I was so blown away by when I met my partner, is like how just overly like open and vulnerable he was the first time that we hooked up. Like, yeah. And I don't mean in like a sexual way. I mean like in an emotional and connected way. Like, and it took me by surprise because I was used to having LA gay sex, which is transactional for the most part. And all of a sudden he was like this new person who was like totally unafraid to connect with me and say something that might have been a little scary at the time. And allowed me to meet him at that level. And I think that's the biggest thing, is I would have just said to myself, like, dive in with 2 feet, make that first move, not in like a physical way, but in an emotional way, yeah. Right? Like, say the thing that you really want to say, or that you're thinking, because who knows, that person might actually end up agreeing with you or meeting you at that level. And if they don't, then you've learned something, but like, yeah, I think I would have said that.
And get closer to the truthful orgasm.
Yeah, exactly.
I plug stuff that you want people to know about. Sure. Or what's your socials?
Yeah, my social is Zach Noe Towers. Stop. On Instagram.
And we have a couple's account.
Well, because I love that. Thank God for you, Zach. Seriously. You Everyone know how to post on Instagram and TikTok. You know that whole shit. And I'm so awkward when it comes to a lot of it. And I'm so impressed with how you're able to kind of
just
like
click upload.
Yeah.
And just
seriously. So like, I kind of wait for you to make the first move, especially with this show with WeHost. And just God love you, because you luckily for Instagram, you can do like a collaborative thing.
I think you can do it on TikTok too, but I don't understand how to do it.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get a PA on it.
Get a Gen Z on it.
Yeah.
A PA Gen Z.
I love you so much. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah. Oh, at Darren Bluestone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But,
and Bluesy Tuesday.
And Bluesy Tuesdays.
What's that from?
I don't know. I just thought it was fun.
Oh!
And rhymey.
She's fun!
3 months Cancel anytime.
Can I be real for a second? That goal you have to exercise and eat better? You really can do it, but nobody is going to do it for you. And nobody has to, because you can do it if you have the right tools and a community that cares about helping you get results. And that's us, Beachbody. It's as convenient as your TV or laptop, but you need to decide that you're worth it. Let us help you succeed. Here's how. Go to beachbody.com to claim your free membership and start feeling great.